Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Manure, source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian, and I'm joined by the goonie that moved down the block, Rich Stambolian.
What's a goonie?
What's a goonie?
What's a goonie?
I'm here, man. Are you ready? We're going to, we're doing our show live from Saudi Arabia this weekend.
That's the big surprise. that's the big surprise. We're recording the show on a Tuesday. We haven't done a Tuesday in some time, and that's because I am going to Manchester tonight. Not Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm saying not Manchester, Connecticut. Manchester, England.
Emphasis on the man.
Emphasis on the man. So we're recording today. We're going to talk about everything that's been happening in pro wrestling over the last couple days. We did a show on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I attempted a watch along with you guys. I lasted till about 9. No, not even. I lasted till about like 7:45. It got too hot in here.
And you passed out face down.
No, I started feeling nauseous. Oh, wow. The heat, it was getting to me. So I left. I totally forgot that the show was going to end really early.
Yeah.
If I had remembered that at 9:30 the show would be off the air, I probably would have stuck it out and done it till 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe how early the show ended, and I couldn't believe how good it was. So
it was very good.
Let's talk about this. You watched it. I watched it. We did a live tweet. We were both live tweeting on this.
Loved it.
Would it be fair to say, and this is my assumption, this is my how I felt about the show, and you tell me how you feel.
Shoot.
This was a better pro wrestling show, match for match.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed every match on this card, and I think everybody did a great job.
Okay.
I think this was better wrestling than AEW, Double or Nothing, but AEW was a bigger spectacle because it was presented in the way that it was very important that this event went off.
Okay. So here's the thing with that. I agree and I disagree because the NXT TakeOver cards are so curated that they have a certain amount of time they need to fill, right? 2 hours, top to bottom.
Two and a half, right? Let's say three most.
I think with Double or Nothing, that was more of like a showcase pay-per-view, about, you know? So those three main events and Double or Nothing were unbelievable, right? Everything else was a great showcase. This is just...
Everything was great.
This is substance.
Yeah.
It's like all substance because you need it to work and you need these guys to shine. And everybody shined. Who thought the Street Profits were going to win those tag belts?
Yeah, a lot of people... Actually, you know what's funny? A lot of people did. Mm-hmm. Was not for it until the end when I saw how they put it together and I thought it was a good idea. Let's go down the card. First match was Matt Riddle and Roderick Strong.
14:45.
I thought that was a great... you know what?
Great match.
Sometimes you watch a match and you say, it felt like it was a half hour. Felt like it was 20 minutes, but it was like 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
That's not a good sign. This match felt like it was 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It went by very quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of big moves.
I love Roddy. I think he's awesome.
I think Roderick Strong did unbelievable of making Matt Riddle look like a real deal star.
Yeah.
Matt Riddle did great. What would you rate that match?
I would give it 3.75.
3.75? Okay.
Yeah,
I think that's a fair number. I'm going to go a little higher because I was really big on the match. I'll go 4.
This is in bananas, by the way.
Yeah,
not,
yeah, bananas.
Not stars.
No, we're not doing stars. We just do bananas.
We do banana ratings.
Yeah.
With the next match on the card, we had the Street Profits, Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford versus Oney Lorcan, Danny Burch, and the Undisputed Era, Red Dragon, Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, and the Forgotten Sons. Somebody called them the Forgotten Bums the other day.
I thought that's funny.
I couldn't stop laughing at that. 21 minutes. Honestly, not the best ladder match that NXT has had or Tag Team Scramble. But very solid, very fun.
Some of those spots on those ladders.
Yeah.
They really, I mean, the effort was put in to make this thing into a chaotic mess.
Yes.
And I think it showed.
Did you watch the NXT Combine?
I did not watch the Combine. Did you?
Because like a lot of these, like Montez Ford was like all over it.
On the Combine.
Yeah. And the Combine is like 5.5 hours long. And it was just.
Oh, was
like,
it really?
Yeah. It's just like. Like almost like a decathlon type thing in the performance center,
yeah.
Where everybody who's basically not on TV regularly does like a performance of like speed, strength, weight. So you had like Montez Ford, a bunch of other dudes that weren't not really like there, you know?
Yeah.
And he'd had a great showing.
Montez, yeah. Well, they're very high on him.
Yeah. Air Force veteran.
Yeah, they're very high on Montez Ford. Let's see what they do with the titles.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see where this goes.
Next, we had Velveteen Dream beating Tyler Breeze to retain the NXT North American Championship.
How long did this one go?
16 minutes and 50 seconds.
A very good match.
Great match. Mm-hmm. I did, from my own fans' perspective, it just seemed like Tyler was over it, but I don't know.
You think so? Why?
Yeah, I just felt like he was just like, all right, man. You know, like, he didn't come out with, like, a big entrance.
Yeah. Nobody did. Nobody had big entrances.
That is true.
And so the lighting was off mm-hmm. on the show, and the set was like a house show set. They
right.
did not bring that. That's why it looked so weird. It, as far as a big show feel, it did not have that visually, production-wise, because mm-hmm. They were limited with you know, production.
Yeah, yeah.
They had Raw in Texas the following day, 2 days from then. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. I felt that maybe hindered a little bit.
Okay.
As far as, you know, overall package goes.
Yeah, it was a very bare-bones show.
It was a very bare-bones show. But I enjoyed the match.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a bad match. He came out like Prince.
What would you rate it?
That match?
Yeah.
I would go 4 stars, because I was into the story of
okay.
the match.
Yeah, yeah.
More than anything else.
And now Tyler is firmly back in NXT.
He's firmly back in NXT.
Which I'm cool with that. You know, like Triple H announced that the other day. And he, you know, he's described it as more of a lateral move and not getting bumped down the card.
Well, that,
you know?
It has everything to do with how they placed him during that draft. He was not very happy
yeah.
with what happened with the draft and where he was. And he split him from everybody. And then
right.
I think he was like, I want to go back to NXT. I'm tired of this shit.
Yeah. Plus, he didn't ask for his release. Yeah. He was probably just like, yo, just put me back in NXT, man. Yeah. Like, I'll be on top over there. I'll be on top, kid.
He'll have some great matches, and I think he's great for some of these guys to work with.
Oh, absolutely.
That are getting going to the main roster, kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's polished. He's a polished dude.
Tyler in NXT in his prime was the effing best.
Oh, he was great, but he's that early group,
mm-hmm.
right? He's yeah. that, like, pre-NXT becoming NXT.
He was like that pre-Finn Balor group.
Yeah.
Of
yeah
guys.
He was their homegrown group, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
What was that group? It was Neville. Well, Bo Dallas.
Seth, Neville.
Big E.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was with all those guys.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt before he... Like, right before he got pushed up.
That I would love to see.
Enzo Cass.
I haven't gone back in a while to watch the Florida stuff,
mm-hmm.
but there was a weird transition when they went from Florida to NXT.
Yeah. From FCW
to NXT. And... a lot of these guys, like, if NXT was around, like, if it was well-built the way that it is now,
yeah, yeah.
Imagine those matches that that Seth Rollins would have had and
right.
Dean Ambrose would have had.
Yeah, yeah.
Even Roman Reigns. We
right.
never got to see Roman Reigns in NXT.
Well, yeah, we got...
like, a tiny little preview of this.
We got the version of the Shield we got was Ambrose, Rollins, and Leaky, right? That was Roman's name?
They were feuding.
They were feuding.
Yeah.
And Roman had, he was like an underwear guy.
He was an underwear dude.
And I think so was Ambrose at that point. They were all like
underwear
guys.
Dudes.
And then they were like, put some pants on, put these vests on.
Yeah. Here you go.
Shayna Baszler retained over Io Shirai via submission.
Okay. I loved this match.
Great match. Great match.
To me, this was... a better match than I expected. A lot of people are down on Shayna.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, she can't work. I'm like,
it's good, man.
I don't know if we're watching the same Shayna Baszler, but
right.
she is tremendous in the role that she plays.
I tweeted out that she is the Stan Hansen of NXT at this point.
Yeah, I thought it was good, but she will have to lose soon.
I don't know, man. Who else is coming
she's
up that
coming up to the main roster?
I don't want her to come to the main roster.
Listen, if they're going to have a Ronda Rousey type
mm-hmm.
come into that roster, she would be the one.
You think so?
And I think they're missing that. I think they're missing a no-nonsense character. Listen, Becky's back to where she was, right?
Mm-hmm.
They've totally cooled down on her thing. Charlotte, I totally forgot that Charlotte had won the title and lost it. I actually
right.
had to. I did not remember that Bayley's the champion.
Yes.
And that's not good.
That happened very quick, too.
We got to talk about that disaster of a match between Charlotte and Lacey Evans on Raw, which we'll get to.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
I think she'd be great as like a top heel.
Do you think she'd be better as a heater like Chyna was when she first debuted? Just
oh, that might be cool. Like, just like a bodyguard to somebody. That's yeah. pretty cool too.
Who would be a good person to stick her with?
I know who they would do it with.
Who?
They would do Alexa Bliss.
I would say like a dude.
Oh, you would have her with a dude.
Yeah, I would have her with like just like who? Like give me a guy on the main roster to have her come out with.
Sami Zayn.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah,
that's perfect. I would say
Sami Zayn.
If they turn Balor heel and have her come out with Finn Balor, I think that would just drive people crazy.
You know who else is really good? What's her name from NXT UK? Similar gimmick.
Oh, Rhea Ripley.
Yeah,
yeah.
Rhea
yeah.
Ripley's really good. I'm really into her too. Coming up to the main NXT roster.
Yeah.
All right. So I like this match a lot.
I think the best part about that match was Io Shirai going nuts.
Io Shirai goes nuts at the end and just beats the crap out of her, and the crowd chants, "You deserve it." Does, to her.
And does great. The she did the Sabu moonsault with with the chair.
She did.
So nuts. And then you had a 32-minute match for the NXT Championship.
By the way, main event. We're at the main event already.
Yeah, main event already.
It's like 8:45.
Adam Cole beat Gianni Gargano. The Italian Johnny Gargano.
You know what? The sun was not totally gone when this main event started.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That was what threw me off totally. So I looked out the window, mm-hmm. and like the sun is setting, obviously. It's 8:30, 8:45.
Yeah.
But like you can still see that it's not like dark out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, holy crap, it's a Saturday? It's not even night. It's not even dark. And
right.
the main event. I love that. This is
it's nice.
Very nice.
It's nice.
It's very not nice. Midnight. You know,
you could have still gone out afterwards.
You could have still gone out afterwards. Yeah.
Great, great, great match. I thought these guys delivered on every level. You know, I did see some complaints online though. But
for the match, in what way? What did you see?
Like, oh, they're too smooth. There's nothing rough about
okay.
them.
So
blah 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 blah.
You mean
blah.
You mean body hair?
Yeah, they're sure. like just like the not making it look like a real fight. Like, just weird complaints like
did
that.
Did you like this match over the first one?
Yes.
You like this over the 2 out of 3 pinfall?
Yeah, yeah, I like this one.
I did too. Yeah. I think it's because I had such a bad experience. I hate Barclays.
Okay.
I really don't like the building, and it's very steep. So mm-hmm. the same type of seats that I had in the Garden for the New Japan Ring of Honor show.
Yeah.
Like, similar level, were 5,000 times better seats because of the way that the building is built.
Yeah.
I watched the match on TV the following day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we needed a 2 out of 3 pinfall match for that match.
Right, right, right. Yeah, exactly.
I enjoyed this one mm-hmm. better. With that said,
mm-hmm.
I do agree with some of the criticism. It was a little, they had a lot of choreographed spots.
It's a little too indie for you?
It was, it wouldn't affect my rating and overall review of the match.
1 star. You gave it 1 star.
I gave the whole thing 1 star. They're terrible. Uh-huh. But I could see where people are like, ah, you know what? There were a lot of spots that were choreographed. Like,
yeah.
A lot of sequences. I have to say, they put on a hell of a match. Johnny Gargano has to be... I cannot think of a person that is consistently in WWE, consistently has had so many big-time main event level matches
absolutely
that are at this caliber.
Amazing. Bless you.
Sean, in his peak,
mm-hmm.
I don't think came close to this.
Very interesting. That's a big
I'm
statement.
Saying, by yeah. the way, I'm not saying charisma-wise anything. I'm yeah, saying yeah, yeah. because Sean was the guy. Big level matches, he always delivered. Always. I don't think Sean had mm-hmm. the caliber of people that Gargano's working with, you know?
Okay, interesting.
But I do think that Gargano consistently... Every single takeover, it's a 5-star match
yeah.
every time.
Yeah, dude's
and,
good.
By the way, when I say 5-star, 4.5, 5, 4, mm-hmm. quarter, all 5, that's same level.
But the danger in that is bumping him up to the main roster and just having him be a mechanic.
What does he do in the main roster?
Right? That's exactly
and
what
that's
he would
the
do.
Big fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He would go, no, 205 live. They would have him in a match with Ricochet. He would have a crazy great match with Ricochet.
Yeah.
He'd have a crazy great match with Cesaro. You're going to put mm-hmm. him with those guys. Aleister Black. You're going to put him with
Andrade.
They'll mm-hmm. have great matches. And at the end of the day, it's not going to mean mm-hmm. anything because it was just the match.
Right.
We know there was a lot on the line with this match.
Absolutely.
I thought their psychology in the ring, their storytelling was really good. I really just wish Adam Cole would just be like, you know what I'm going to do?
Take my schwanz out.
I'm gonna start getting big. I'm gonna start getting
just like massive.
That's the only thing that I looking at it as like a main event roster, like to look at it, they're really small.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, this is a very small roster. Physically.
Yeah, they're very small. And
except for Patrick Clark. Patrick Clark is gigantic.
Patrick Clark is gigantic, yeah. And he's young. But what happens when you move these guys?
And they're standing next to, like, a Cesaro.
And they're standing next to a Seth Rollins, even.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And that's not good visually.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they ran into that problem with AJ and Randy Orton. And then they started shooting them differently.
But AJ is, like, thick.
He's thick, but, yeah, Orton's, like, a foot tall.
Orton is 6'3"?
No, he's taller than that, I think.
6'4",
I think
maybe?
Orton's, like, maybe, like, 6'5", I want to say.
Randy Orton.
He's a big guy.
He's 6'5", yeah, 6'5". He is a big guy.
Big dudes. And, like, him being just, like, a foot taller than a Johnny Gargano and wider, it doesn't look good on TV. But I do think...
Dude, Triple H is 6'4".
Yes.
Okay? Triple H is 6'4".
He looks like a Lord of the Rings dwarf, though.
Yeah.
He's so wide.
He's wide.
You know, he's got no neck. As a fan, I would have loved if during the Triple H congratulatory picture with Adam Cole just slapped the shit out of him. Just like, and then started a feud with Triple H.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
And I've been asked this the last 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Online. Do you think Triple H will have a match in NXT?
I want to say yes. I would love it if whoever it was just like biffed him in Gorilla and was like, me and you, and then he headlined an NXT takeover with Johnny Gargano or Adam Cole.
It's really funny because NXT is a babyface territory, if you think about
it. Oh, absolutely.
WWE, Raw, and SmackDown, on the other hand, they're heel territories.
Okay.
NXT really doesn't have... They've only made one really good heel.
That's right.
Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah.
In the history of NXT, give me another top heel, like a really strong heel that they've made.
Joe? Drew McIntyre?
No, Drew was a babyface.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. He was feuding with Amos. He was a babyface.
No, he was feuding when he was feuding with Rude. I think he was... Rude was the babyface and Drew was the heel, I want.
And Drew was the heel.
Yeah. And also when Bobby Roode debuted, he came out straight heel, and then they changed it.
He became a fan favorite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of the problem with NXT. Tommaso Ciampa, even though he became a fan favorite, he was still vile.
Right.
You know, like he was still, you realize, like, man, he's a really good heel.
Kevin Owens.
Yes. Kevin Owens. Yeah. That's 100% accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And Kevin Owens is a great heel, so that kind of works. So two?
Tyler was a good heel.
Tyler Breeze?
Yeah.
Saying main event heel, like vile, really...
Despicable.
Despicable. You know who? Elias could have been that.
Yes, absolutely.
Elias really had that despicable heel stuff. What is Deacon doing
here? Can I have a glass of water? Thank you. Oh, is that ice cream or eggs?
What do you have there? You made ice cream?
Are you going to feed us?
Are you feeding me? Feed me one. Feed me.
I don't want any. Thank you.
That's really good.
It looks good. What is that?
He just gave me a hot dog.
Some hot dog and eggs?
I can't believe what's happening right now.
Thank you.
For people listening.
Don't put your thumb in it.
Intern Deacon just came in and fed me eggs, like an omelet with hot dogs.
Mm.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's like 11, man.
Man, it's like, I don't know where I'm at. So,
you're going to be okay for later?
I don't know, man. I am flying first class.
I do.
Can
feel,
we talk about
I
that?
I do feel like you're going to end up canceling your trip. I don't know why.
I've thought about it many times.
I know.
You know my whole thing about that, right?
I know.
I'll cancel.
I know.
If I don't feel like doing it,
I know.
I'm done.
I know.
Jess says that is one of my worst traits.
I mean, listen.
I think it's one of the most endearing parts
of my life. You got to do it. No, the fact that you cancel.
The fact that I cancel, and I'm honest about it.
All right. So... NXT TakeOver, I loved it. Love the show. What would you rate it out of five?
NXT TakeOver out of five?
Yeah.
I honestly, I enjoyed everything about it. So five out of five.
Five out of five. Okay.
I enjoyed everything about that show. There was not a moment of the show that I was like, I'm not crazy about.
Thank you, sir.
Pissed in it.
I know. I'm scared.
Yeah.
So how about this?
Yeah.
So you have your feud. This I feel like this is wrestling eating itself and being awesome. This is fantasy booking right here.
Yeah.
So you have your Triple H feud, right? Like, let's say, like, it's Adam Cole. Adam Cole versus Triple H.
You need somebody bigger.
Right? Wait. Adam Cole versus Triple H. Blah, 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 blah. Going back and forth. Promos. Shawn Michaels comes out and goes, "Hey, I'm not going to let you push my boys around." And it ends up being
Shawn Michaels
versus Triple H headlining a takeover.
Do you know how mad people would be?
Would they be mad or
would
they be?
No, I think they would.
Holy, it's Shawn Michaels.
I think they would.
Hysterical.
I think they would. I think it would have been great if they did. You know, there were that Triple H and Seth Rollins feud when it went into NXT.
Yeah.
That was actually, there was consideration to possibly do something in NXT.
Oh, it would have been so good. Not even
what
like
if
a
you,
match.
What if you have Brock Lesnar and Triple H headline NXT?
Oh my God. I think that would make people mad.
Okay, I got the match. You want the match that's going to make everybody mad?
Go ahead.
Shane McMahon versus Brock Lesnar main eventing at a takeover.
Oh boy, that would piss everybody off.
Guys, I do want to take a minute and be serious with everybody. We like to have fun here, but I do want to thank all of you guys that tune in every week, that joined our Patreon. Even if you haven't joined the Patreon, guys, we absolutely, I love hanging out with you guys, chatting with you guys, seeing what you guys are saying. At the end of the show today, we're going to be doing our mailbag. So you can ask whatever question you want, and we will do our best to answer it. The one question I will not answer, because I don't have the answer for, and that's, I made the mistake of mentioning the hot angle for the summer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was very clear, and I said, I don't know anything beyond what I'm saying right,
right
now.
Right, right, right.
I think a lot of people think I'm not being honest.
Mm.
If I wasn't going to tell you guys what it was, I probably most likely would what it was.
Right,
like
right.
That.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did not tell Rich anything. I just muted myself for a second. I honestly have no idea what that summer angle is. So if you want to speculate, that's great. We can speculate all we want, and we could have fun with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm really not holding out on this. Also, Rich, who wrestles?
Everybody wrestles. Who the F wrestles?
Who wrestles? Honestly, big thank you from both of us. This is a highlight of our week. We really enjoy doing this with you guys. If you want to continue funding us, if you enjoy what you're seeing, you go to patreon.com/mattmentpodcast and fund us as little as $1 per episode. As little as $1 per month.
Right. Yeah.
You could fund us $1. You could fund us $4. You could fund us whatever you want. And you get access to our Discord, and you get access to, it allows us. I've decided that we're opening a lot of the stuff that we do that were bonus stuff. I kind of don't like being behind walls. But you guys encourage us to do these extras, like these watch-alongs and these bonus shows and all the stuff that we're doing. So I want to thank you guys. Also, if you're watching live on YouTube, you can hit that super chat button right on the bottom. And also, I want to thank our sponsor, and that's Blue Chew. As you know, we're big fans of Blue Chew. We had the man that introduced Blue Chew to the podcasting world and to the wrestling world. We had Glenn on from Wrestling Inc., and he's really been responsible for getting Blue Chew so involved with professional wrestling, and it's giving you all these great live reads from us and Conrad and everybody else and our true accounts of using this. I was doing a Blue Chew read at the bar the other day.
Oh, yeah.
They were asked. People were very curious about Blue Chew. Also, it's become a thing in the wrestling world where sometimes the Blue Chew fairy shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you had a good night, he'll slip it right in your bag. There'll be a Blue Chew waiting for you. To get your first shipment for free, by the way, just want to let everybody know, Blue Chew's a little, it helps you out when you need it to help out. You can get them in two versions. It's the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Comes in a little blue chewable pouch.
It's delicious.
Pill in a pouch, and you just pop it, and you're ready to
rocket.
Go.
That's it.
You're riding the rocket after that. And you get your first shipment for free. Guys, it doesn't necessarily mean that things aren't working for you. This is a nice little, if you're peaking at an 8, you want to be at a 12?
That's what you do. That's what you do.
I'm very animated with my hands, and I have to be a little bit more careful with where I'm going with my hands, especially when I'm when I'm projecting things are going up. Jeez, apparently this is like a thing I do.
I think so.
Imagine me as a lunatic in the bar doing that. People are thinking it's something going on.
You did that the other day.
I did do that. And Rich goes like this. Just slash my hand. BlueChew.com. Use offer code MATTMEN at checkout. You just pay $5 for the shipping, and your first order is absolutely free. Your first shipment. All right, guys.
We got.
So,
talk
what would
about
you rate? What would you rate it?
I'll give it a five.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right, now we can move on.
But two things we got to talk about: the card for the Super Show, and also Who do you think is leaving?
Ah.
Or who do you think wants to leave?
I have a list of names.
Okay. So to preface this.
Yeah.
Last week, a bomb dropped on the internet, which was Jon Moxley on Talk is Jericho. The follow-up to that was a two-part Wade Keller interview.
Okay.
In which Moxley went into immense detail.
I have to tell you, I have not listened to the Wade Keller one yet.
Mm.
I was saving it for my trip.
Okay.
Because I'm loading up on all the podcasts because I'm flying over the Atlantic.
That'll
so
take
I assume
up...
I won't have a lot of internet.
Yeah, that'll take up a good chunk of your trip.
Okay, great.
Because it's all together, it's about...
The Wade Keller stuff.
It's about 2.5 hours.
Great.
But he without going into, without spoiling for you, he goes into great detail basically about all the flubs, the Stone Cold podcast, the Brock Lesnar match, just extrapolates the detail of it. And the backstage reactions and from people in the industry are saying, like, yo, he is right. He is right about everything, and we're disillusioned with wrestling. But then again, he also names guys are there for the money, and they're happy. Guys are there for
a lot of people.
Different reasons, and they're okay with that. You know,
I have to tell you, from the names that I've heard, and I had a conversation on, well, this would have been before the Wade Keller one. When the Jericho one came out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right?
About
so.
A week ago.
This was Friday. I did my weekly call with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And the names that you would imagine are very happy are mm-hmm. names that you would not put on that list. Which
really?
Is really funny.
Okay.
Very surprising. And names that you think would want to leave are not. And I'm not going to out anybody's name here. Because this is.
Right.
So this is how it works right now. If they get a whiff of you considering you want to leave.
A whiff. Yeah.
You're. It's not enjoyable for you.
Right.
They'll
give you the world.
Well, you don't know. You don't know what they're going to give you. And a lot of people are being very quiet after mm-hmm. this because from all accounts, the whole Jon Moxley leaving thing, they're not dumb. They knew he was going to do something.
Yeah.
And I think they wanted to kind of get a better understanding of who he is as a person.
Yeah.
And they let him go. I think a lot of this also, they're under the... Let me step back for a second.
Okay.
Because I was about to slip up on something.
Okay.
When you, in that company right now, this mm-hmm. they are not looking at AEW as competition.
Okay? Right.
I'm saying corporate-wise. Mm. They are playing this up nowhere on, like, the TNA levels, because they never looked mm-hmm. at TNA as any kind of threat to them.
Yeah.
They are being very careful, and they're letting you think, like, if you want to go, you could go.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're under the impression that, that's fine, let these guys go.
Right.
If we lose that mid-card, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to follow this up with something. If they lose that mid-card, they need the lower tier guys,
right.
a lot of them.
Right.
They need to keep them there to make the other guys look good. But if you lose a, give me somebody that they're not, I just want a random name.
EC3.
If they lose EC3, well, no, he's not a good example because he had a big career before this.
No Way Jose.
Okay. No Way Jose. Great example. I'm not saying that this is... But if they lose No Way Jose,
yeah,
and he goes and reinvents himself in AEW, the odds of him becoming a main event player there are very slim.
Right.
Because he didn't get over here, and we are the mega corporation that has every
right.
asset available to us. But if there is an off chance that mm-hmm. something happens and this guy becomes a big star, you know what they did?
Mm.
They just spent the money. They spent the PR. They spent the effort to get this guy super over.
Right.
He became a star, and let's bring him back.
Yeah.
That's how they see this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Others,
it's the cyclical. Cyclical.
But they do not want to let anybody with any kind of recognition.
Right.
Or those guys that you're like, imagine if... I'm just saying, I'm going to say Gallows and Anderson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gallows and... Example. If Gallows and Anderson go there,
mm-hmm.
they're automatically up.
100%.
Years, right.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't like want that. They want you to possibly, you know, work your way there.
Right.
They never saw money in Cody.
Right. Which
was that
was
a reality.
Yeah.
They never thought that he would be a main event player. The Young Bucks, they never saw them as main event mm-hmm. players.
Up until that weird contract thing from earlier this year.
Yeah. So
where they offered them the world.
But that was a 0-hour Hail Mary
that they threw.
Kenny Omega, they've seen him as a star for many, many years, but mm-hmm. they can't figure him out because he's not guided by money.
Right.
Jericho, they didn't care because Jericho doesn't mean long-term business for them. Hangman that we're very interested in.
He's young.
But they wouldn't really do much with him.
Right. NXT.
NXT. And I you know what? He could probably get over in NXT.
And Marty, too.
But imagine, his gimmick is that he's a cowboy.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. What would WWE do to that?
They would make him JBL.
They would, no. They would, yes. But yeah. They would make him look ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grow the mustache, wear the chaps.
Yeah.
Come out with a lasso. You know, maybe you ride down with a lasso. Lasso.
Well, the interesting thing was on that Ambrose Jericho podcast, he said something that made a lot of sense. Where he was like, if backstage recognizes that you have any kind of comedic timing, they will start making you do goofball stuff left and right.
So the names that I know that are interested, a lot of them you're like, okay, I can see that.
Yeah,
and then there's like two of them that I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's not Kevin Owens because that guy locked into like a 5-year contract, right?
I didn't hear Kevin Owens' name. But a lot of people are very hopeful now.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you know what? I got 2 years left.
Right.
In 2 years, if they play their cards right, they're going to be at a much higher level. And I could go over.
Well, also, I think it would also benefit guys who still have like a year on their contract or 2 years on their contract to plant the seeds now. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't the smart move be like, I'm not going to say he's going to jump ship, but let's say a Sami Zayn.
Okay.
Right? He's a hot commodity regardless. But if he, let's say his contract is up in a year, he turns around and goes, works his ass off to get into that main event picture. And he's just main eventing. Contract comes up, makes the call. He shows up as a top guy. You know, same thing with like what Moxley did. You know, like he was on top forever, had a great run in WWE, always in a story, right? The whole Shield thing. He debuted literally on top of their second pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You know? Or like
first pay-per-view.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. Yeah. Like, you look at Moxley, right? Mm-hmm. You look at Dean Ambrose. He was not a guy that was buried.
Towards the end, yes, but not like...
He was hurt for like 9 months, but he was the Iron Man of the company.
Absolutely.
He did 200-plus dates a year.
Yeah.
He was given the world title. He was given the IC title. He was given every opportunity. Grand Slam champion. He was not a guy that was buried. To kind of go back to that Moxley thing. Sorry, guys. I continued something, and then I realized I couldn't go into it deeper.
Yeah, it's okay. It happens.
But the Moxley thing, you know, that interview you brought up, from what I know, I brought this up a couple weeks ago. It's not that he's bitter. It's not that, I mean, obviously he's angry.
Right.
Right? But he was a guy that was given every opportunity, and it just didn't work the way he wanted it to work.
Creatively.
And, you know, maybe he's a little bit difficult, which is fine,
which
is okay. You should be when it's your character.
Mm-hmm.
But WWE's response is, well, you're an actor.
Right.
You're in a movie. This is the role we have. You can't say that this is going to hurt your integrity
right.
when you sign up to play the role. So I understand their argument there, but it's a flawed argument.
Mm-hmm.
I think with him... and this is the bigger problem in wrestling. Do you know why it's stale? It's because guys get stale when you see them do the same thing every single week.
Right.
The fact that you have a place now where a guy could do a 3-year run and then be like, you know what? I'm going over there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they jump ship, and now you started their next 3 years over again.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about how many programs Moxley could possibly have.
Oh, my God.
Program with Kenny. Program with Hangman.
Cody.
Program with Cody. Program with...
Penta.
Penta.
Jericho.
Yeah. Jericho. I mean...
Joey Janela.
You just wrote 2 years worth of programs.
Oh, that's ridiculous, yeah.
And that's the thing that's lacking now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Benoit's a great example. Benoit, yeah. Eddie, the Radicals when they debuted.
Yeah.
I also told Rich one of my favorite stories ever is 1999. Perry Saturn is doing an autograph signing. And I go outside and he's talking in Greek on the phone.
To his yaya?
About his yaya, yeah. But those guys that came over... they didn't feel stale because it was a whole new audience.
Right.
That maybe knows Chris Benoit. Like, Chris Jericho, too.
Yeah.
The guy, he wasn't really ever going to be a main eventer in WCW. Yeah,
the fans in WCW loved all those guys.
They loved them, but
they weren't given enough.
Yeah. So now what happened? They jump ship, and all of a sudden, okay, yeah, maybe they're still in the mid-card, but this is fresh. This is different.
Apart from Perry Saturn, they made stars out of everybody.
Well, Dean Malenko.
Well, Malenko became a producer, so, yeah. You know.
Perry Saturn, I think the original group that was going to go over is very fascinating.
What was the original group?
It was Saturn, Malenko, Benoit Guerrero, Shane Douglas.
That would have been cool.
And Conan. But, and maybe Hoovy.
Well, Hoovy eventually came. Because remember, Hoovy came at,
later, much later.
The Mexicals.
Much later.
Yeah.
But that was like kind of the original thing, and they screwed Shane Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best. The story is actually great. They ended up doing a meeting without Shane Douglas. Conan realized he can't go.
Yeah.
And Shane was still part of this deal. They went to negotiate without Shane Douglas, and he knew that they were staying in a hotel in Stanford, mm-hmm. and he called the hotel looking for Dean Malenko, and he found him there. Mm-hmm. And when he called Dean Malenko, he was like, oh, no, I'm at home.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating. This is kind of cool. Like, you're planting the seeds for, like, this. Like, it's almost like... I tweeted this yesterday. Jericho is almost like a combination of Hulk Hogan and Terry Funk in the regard that when Hogan jumped ship...
That is a crazy...
Think about it. It's true.
Yeah.
When Hogan jumped ship to WCW and he was all slim, that was like a coup, right? Like, oh, Hogan's here, blah, blah, blah. And also, Terry Funk helping out ECW in their formative years, right?
Well, yeah, Yes, 100% agree with
He's
you.
He's both of those guys in one. Jericho's still doing rocking matches. Dude's going to cut promos. Guy's going to be on top of the card, you know, and he's going to help everybody else. Like, he doesn't have to win. He doesn't have to beat Hangman. But I do think they're going to put that belt on him at some point.
I honestly think the money is in people chasing Jericho.
Yeah.
With that title.
Yeah.
And I'm not, take age out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's forget about the age thing. A lot of people are fascinated with the like an old guy on top stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If they're a draw and they're getting the reaction that you want, it's fine.
Exactly.
I have
no
problem with, like, we'll talk about the Saudi show, Undertaker and Bill Goldberg.
Oh boy,
I don't crap on that. You know why?
Yeah.
It's an attraction match that doesn't affect anything in the storyline.
I'm excited about it because I want to see how these guys work together. And also if, like, Goldberg just accidentally demolishes The Undertaker.
What if Goldberg ends up wrestling, like, The Undertaker during a whole match? Like, he becomes undead?
Like, old-school Undertaker?
Old-school Undertaker.
No selling
everything. Well, he doesn't sell anything.
Oh, my
but,
God.
Like, attraction matches don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
What bothers me is when you have a story, like, if Chris Jericho is the guy.
Right.
That's a problem. Chris Jericho shouldn't be the guy, but you know what, though? He's a great guy to chase.
Exactly.
A lot of people comparing this to Jeff Jarrett having the title in TNA.
Eh.
I think with Jarrett, the problem was it was his territory.
Right.
And he was never a great worker, just never connected.
Right.
With Jeff Jarrett.
Forget it.
And the problem was he held that title forever.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
The shorts.
He always had that title. And those shorts.
Shorts killed me.
The music, man.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
No,
it haunts me. That TNA.
Yeah.
Do.
It's the worst. I agree with you 100%. Jericho would be a good guy to chase. And also, like, who knows what's going to happen with the New Japan stuff. Like, that match is coming this week.
That's tomorrow. When is it?
Tomorrow's the Juice Mox match. The 9th is the Jericho Okada match.
Oh, is that how they're doing it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's not on the same. Like, tomorrow night is the last day of the Best of Super Juniors. And then I think it's Dominion or Dantaku.
Okay. Dominion is 6-9.
Yeah.
Okay.
69, you want to, dude?
You want to go down this, and then we'll do the Saudi show, and then we'll do everything.
You want to go down what? Dominion?
Yeah.
Hang
well,
on,
this is not Dominion 6. Oh, this is 2018. That's why.
Yeah.
6/9/19. Okay. These are the matches that we have right now. We have Taichi versus Ishii. You have Dragon Lee versus the winner of the Best of the Super Juniors. Which, what's the final going to be for that? Oh man, I hope it's Dragon Lee and Yeah, I got to see what the Best of the Super Juniors, how that's looking.
I think Time Bomb's going to show up at some point, too.
Who's Time Bomb?
The dude that got hurt.
Who got hurt?
I always forget his name.
Hiroshi Takahashi.
Yeah. So Okada versus Jericho is main eventing. It's for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Now, like, this is kind of interesting to play fantasy booking here, where let's say Jericho wins. I think Jericho should have a run with that title. I don't know how you feel about that.
Jericho should. I'm for Jericho holding these titles.
Yeah.
Because he's a good guy to beat. When you look at the psychology of wrestling, he's a great guy to beat right now.
Also, he is such a cock at this point.
He's such a
it's the best,
jerk, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think 100% I want to see him just cheat to win on Okada, right? Hold that title for a month. Come to Fyter Fest with the title, right? Or whatever, or All Out as the NJPW champ. Get the All Elite title, you know? Jericho two belts. I think that would be completely nuts. And then we'll go from there, right?
So the Best of Super Juniors main event is Shingo Takagi and Will Ospreay, and I hope Will Ospreay and Dragon Lee have that match.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so this is what's happening here. Do we have the card for this show?
For Dominion or for the Best of Super
Juniors?
Best
of Super Juniors.
That is tomorrow.
Yeah. Best of the Super Juniors 2019. I need the card here. Sorry, guys. Because all I get is the laid blocks, like how it works.
Oh, right.
Ishimori did really good. He had a good showing. Taguchi had a good showing. El Fantasmo.
El Fantasmo.
El Fantasmo.
El Fantasmo.
El Fantasmo. This guy's over, too. He's good.
That could be Enchante's nemesis.
Robbie Eagles. What do you think of him?
I like him. Okay. I like Robbie Eagles. I like El Fantasmo better.
Okay.
They had a good match, I think, early on in the tournament. But, yeah. You know, like, El Fantasmo, I do think, is, like, a future Finn Balor type.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the card here. Why am I having such a difficulty?
Because it's just the blocks.
It's just the blocks.
Yeah.
Okay, so when are they... They are doing this
match. The finals are tomorrow, yeah.
Okay, finals are tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I need the 6-5 NJPW 2019 finals. Somebody get it to me in the chat.
Somebody help.
El Fartismo said Green Lives Matter.
El Fartismo. That's pretty good, too.
Get me the card.
But this is going to be a lot of fun, like, going forward. Like, the state of wrestling is interesting. And also, if AEW ends up having that New Japan deal, I think that's going to be even better.
That's the big question. I believe it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Ring of Honor right now is a mess. So, which we'll talk about the incident that happened.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I got a nice account of what happened.
Okay, so let's do that while this is happening. So apparently over there, there's something, like a little news blurb came out. Who knows what the real story is? You know, we're not condemning anybody, but apparently there was a fan who mouthed off to Allure.
Which is the beautiful people.
Right.
It's Mandy Rose, Velvet Sky, not Mandy Rose, Mandy Leon, Velvet Sky, and who's the other one?
Angelina Love?
Tyler Perry.
Okay.
Tyler Perry.
Like Madea?
Like Madea.
Okay.
yeah, Angelina Love.
So this dude was apparently just like, booing, according to him, he was booing the females.
Aggressively booing.
Because they're the heels.
They're
right?
The heels,
and they got into like an altercation, blah, blah, blah. Like a shouting match between Angelina Love, who's it? Velvet Sky?
Velvet Sky.
Velvet
Sky is
Bubba's wife, right?
Girlfriend. Fiance.
Okay. So apparently, at one point, security comes down. They take this guy to the back. He's waiting in a chair. Bubba shows up, like, full gear, completely mad, and is like, hey, man, respect women. Now go get it. Get out there, kid. And the guy goes back to his seat. He's like, well, that was weird.
Well, it's a little different than that.
So that's what was on the internet. Again, who knows what the truth is. Like, apparently this dude was with his buddies.
The guy is the one that said what happened.
Yeah.
He goes to many shows.
Uh-huh.
Nothing he said was a lie. His account is every bit of what was told to me.
Okay.
Like 100%. He was a little loud.
Okay.
Aggressively
booing.
Aggressively booing. and I know, listen, there's a whole mentality like, I pay for the ticket. I could say whatever I want. I could do whatever I want.
Yeah.
That's not my prerogative. I try to be pretty cautious. Like, I try to be respectful of the people around me.
Uh-huh.
So I've been to shows where people are just booing and screaming excessively, and it kind of hinders the experience for everybody else around them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that this is what this guy was doing, but he was very aggressive with everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't just the girls. Apparently, Mandy Leon spit on him.
Uh-huh.
Which, I had Russell spit on me.
Okay.
Crash Holly spit on me.
Right in your mouth.
Right in my mouth. No, on my bubble jacket.
Because you were booing him. Because
I was booing him, and right. He spit on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
Listen, I'm not for spitting on people.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I was like, okay, he's a bad guy. I'm booing him. I wasn't being disrespectful, but I was aggressively booing.
Right.
And he was just, like, going at it with the crowd. So I get it. They were in character. There apparently was, like, a back and forth about his sex. He's like, oh, you're a virgin, never going to get laid.
Right.
And then he said something like, at least I don't bang that fat turd. He called him a fat turd.
Yeah, sure.
About Bubba. So at one point, security escorted him backstage, which is a weird move to make. You should have just thrown the guy out if you felt he was but they tried to scare him.
Right.
And
Bubba's a scary dude.
It was a very scary moment
right.
for him.
Yeah.
From what I know happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, I don't know. Beyond that, I don't know anything about it. That's the account from what I was told is that, listen, I think everybody was a little over the top. That's what was said to me. Everybody involved was over the top.
Yeah.
But Bubba was actually the least over the top.
Which is surprising.
Because he's just a very intimidating guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a big
guy. So he was in character, and it was very believable that he's going to murder him in a locker room.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was an account that Mandy sprayed him with perfume. And that never happened. I don't know where that came from. There's accounts that Hunter pulled him to the back because he dates I believe Angelina Love.
Okay.
So, or Mandy, one of them. I don't know. So, no, it was Mandy. So, I think that it played an emotional part for everybody.
How bizarre, though?
Listen, old school.
Yeah, that's very old school, but yeah. It's very bizarre.
Like, it is. The whole thing is very bizarre, and it does not come at a good time when Ring of Honor's not, they don't have the best perception right now.
Right, right. Because they got gutted, and it seems they're floundering a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Would you shit your pants if that happened to you?
I've had Bubba yell at me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also had him give me the hardest chop and pour Jack Daniels all over my head.
That is true. Yeah.
So, and he got really mad when I said I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
And he thought, and then like he felt guilty. He thought that I don't drink and he was forcing me to drink. Yeah. And then he called me an a-hole.
Yeah.
And
he cried.
And he cried.
Then he kissed you.
And then he kissed me.
And then he slapped you.
And then he slapped me. Yeah. That would happen.
He went through all the emotions. Yeah.
So, to kind of backtrack a little bit, you want to talk about the Saudi show?
I don't want to talk about it, but I do. All right. So this for like a okay. I'm gonna take a step back. So for a glorified house show that was put together at the whim of a prince or for a prince, right? Whatever the hell it is, they're advertising this as like, this is the equivalent of WrestleMania.
Okay, I don't understand that whole, this is the equivalent, a WrestleMania equivalent style match.
How bizarre is that?
I feel like it was forced.
That's 100%.
That's like, hey, listen, you got to make this into a big deal. So call it a WrestleMania type show.
Yeah.
I mean, you do have Undertaker versus Goldberg on it, which is a pretty interesting headline to have.
They should have just called it the WrestleMania in the Middle East or something like that, right?
I don't know. So
like instead like cuz I thought I was hearing things the other day.
When you heard, I know.
Like, the equivalent of WrestleMania is this weekend.
It sounds so awkward too when they say.
It's very awkward. Anyway, so like the matches, you have Lars Sullivan versus Lucha House Party, 3-on-1 handicap match. Seth Rollins versus Baron Corbin for the Universal Championship.
Exactly. That's a WrestleMania main event, yeah. Huh?
Kofi Kingston versus Dolph Ziggler for the WWE Championship. The only reason that match is taking place is because Kevin Owens refused to go to Saudi Arabia. Roman Reigns versus Shane in a single match. Great. Finn Balor versus Andrade for the IC Championship. I think Finn's going to lose to Andrade. Because I feel like with these things, you have to do like a title shift.
Yeah.
You know? Braun versus Bobby Lashley in a Who Cares match. 50-man Battle Royal.
In a Who Cares.
Triple H versus Randy Orton in a Do You Think We Still Got It match. and Goldberg versus The Undertaker. I think they should attach fireworks to their fists and just like
just
hit
every
each other
time
for
they
20
hit
minutes.
Each other?
Yeah, I want that to be a C4 barbed wire match.
So we're gonna see Goldberg tonight, I believe,
oh,
on SmackDown.
Right. Yeah,
I will be on a plane watching this. Hopefully.
So good.
So good. what a bizarre build up for this.
Yeah, and this is like, again, this is gonna be fun to watch because of how bizarre our perception is of this whole thing. The last two shows, remember, they had that, they had the ring in the middle, surrounded by the royal family, and then
they don't even give a shit. They're not even watching.
And then 200 feet of space for the regular for the rest of the fans.
They have their couches out. They have ottomans and couches out for
them. It's so nuts. It's weird.
Everything
like,
is green. Green and yellow, everything.
And then somebody got murdered last time because they showed like Alexa Bliss on the screen, right?
They got very upset.
Yeah.
Like that was two times ago.
One of the producers was got a little.
They got very upset that God forbid we saw a woman, because that'll end civilization for them.
I still think Hogan's gonna show up at some point.
I'm telling you, we're gonna get either like a Stone Cold Steve Austin return in Saudi Arabia, or a Hulk Hogan match in Saudi Arabia. We're gonna get something bizarre like that.
So you have the Undertaker's entrance, gong. 20 minutes to the ring, boom.
And then he pulls up the mask.
No,
that's me, brother.
you have
Who wrestles?
You have Goldberg come out, sparklers, he's inhaling the smoke, blah, blah, blah. They do a face-off, and then Vince McMahon comes out and goes, I've decided to make this a triple threat.
And who comes out?
Effing Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan just comes out.
And then Shane comes out and goes, why not make it a fatal four-way? Because that's what Shane says.
Yeah.
And then Ric Flair comes out.
I don't know, man. I don't even know if I'm going to watch it because I'm going to be.
You're going to be in England.
I'm going to be in England. So
well,
that
the time
would be
the time difference
three, four,
would be
4, 5, 6, 7. It would be 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, the time difference would be more towards the night for you.
Yeah,
because I think it's like 1 p.m. on Saturday or something, or Friday.
Friday, 1 p.m. Friday, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So it would be like 6, 7 o'clock. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but. Probably won't be watching that.
It's fine. This is not gonna make or break anything.
I'm just so down on the whole thing.
Yeah, same. I think everybody is.
I think it's like, okay, you know, now we're locked in for 10 freaking years to do this.
Yeah, they're phoning it in.
They're phoning it in. They don't even care.
They have to do this 4 times a year, right?
No, twice.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Twice.
So
they did one in November.
The first one was
the greatest battle, the greatest Royal Rumble of all time.
Greatest Royal Rumble. The second one was
this was the showdown.
And then this is Super Showdown.
No, I believe they're all Super Showdowns. But
okay,
and then they did the thing in Australia. That was that weird Australia show that they
wasn't
did.
That also a Super Showdown?
That was a Super Showdown.
How many Super Showdowns have
it's
there
like
been?
In your house?
Yeah,
it's like in your house now. By the way, I do have the card if you want that New Japan show.
Okay, please.
We were able to track it down courtesy of the Wrestling Observer website.
Guys, get your questions ready.
So, Will Ospreay versus Shingo Takagi for the Best of the Super Juniors.
Will Ospreay takes it.
Okay. Juice Robinson versus John Moxley for the IWGP United States title.
Moxley takes it.
Well, this is good. What do you do with Moxley here? Do you have him win? I would have him win.
Absolutely.
Just to get the buzz back into New Japan?
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, not that it's been bad, but they got gutted also.
Then you have John Moxley versus Tanahashi. John Moxley versus Jay White. John Moxley versus Bad Luck. Versus all those dudes.
All of them.
And then eventually joining the Bullet Club. And he becomes the leader of the Bullet Club.
What, John Moxley?
Yeah.
You got Okada and Rocky Romero. Mm-hmm. Romero versus Marty Scurll and Brody King. Kota Ibushi. Togi Makabe. Honma. In like a crazy tag match. Mm-hmm. I don't have all of it here. You got Ishii. I mean, you're going to be doing a whole bunch of these tag matches, but I think the big stuff here is Tanahashi, Jay White, Moxley, Juice Robinson, and Ospreay, Takagi.
So technically, you will just be landing When this, no.
No, wait a minute. Remember, I'm ahead.
You're ahead.
So yeah. I'm actually landing when this is starting.
Okay.
Yeah, because it would be a 2 a.m. or 2 a.m. start here.
Uh-huh.
And I would be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7:30. So I'd be like 30 minutes in.
Are you flying? What airport are you landing in?
Manchester.
Okay.
I'm flying. I'm landing Manchester.
Where are you staying?
Two hotels. One is I'm staying at the Radisson there because that's nice. Where the event is.
Very nice.
And then I got a very bougie hotel for the second half of my trip.
I like that.
Very expensive, nice, bougie castle.
Very nice.
That's what I call it. It's not even a castle. It's just a hotel. But everything is a castle in Europe. I don't know if you know that. Every building is called a castle. So we ran through this. Oh, let's talk about Raw. So Brock is teasing to cash in.
Oh boy,
this title. And by the way, get your questions ready because we got to wrap it up.
Get your questions ready.
Yeah. Brock is teasing a cash in for the third week in a row. Doesn't cash it in. He says he's cashing it in on Friday. Who does he cash it in on? I don't think it's going to be Seth. I don't want it to be Seth. I want it to cash in on Kofi.
Okay. Then Brock shows up on SmackDown.
Yeah. Who's Brock? Brock is wrestling.
I don't think Brock's wrestling on the Saudi show.
No, I'm sorry. Well, Brock will wrestle. Brock is going to cash in, but.
Okay.
It's Kofi and Dolph, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So Dolph wins. Brock cashes in on Dolph.
I mean, it's really set up. It's really set up for Baron Corbin to beat Seth Rollins. Okay. He becomes Universal Champion for like 2 seconds, and here comes Brock, and he just murders him.
Okay.
Moiters him.
Moiter it.
I would have it that way.
Brock Lesnar, the moiterer.
Did you enjoy Raw? I kind of did. I did not hate Raw.
It was fine.
It was
fine. It was also stupid.
It's also stupid. But I didn't hate it. I had a good time watching it.
The Joe stuff for me was great. Like the Samoa Joe stuff. Where Mysterio had to give him back the belt.
Yeah, yeah.
Also,
that kind of didn't make sense either.
Right.
Why isn't it a tournament? Or, I'm sorry, a series of matches.
There you go.
To determine the title.
I think they were just like, F it. Just give it back to Joe. Are they calling Roman and the Usos the Bloodline?
Is that what they're called?
I think so, yeah.
I kind of like that tag team.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
I like our tag team way better.
The Usos? The Usos. Hell yeah. So then you have like the Miz grilling. I'm just gonna go through Raw really quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Miz grilling Seth Rollins, okay. Lars Sullivan setting up the match for the Saudis with Kalisto and the Lucha House Party. You had Charlotte Flair versus Lacey Evans in your favorite match of the night.
We got to talk about this. I don't dislike Lacey Evans as much as other people do.
Right.
I see the potential they see in her. I just don't think that it's there. So they told both of them to make it look real.
Okay.
If you watch this match, I was watching it actually, and I was pointing out to Jess. I'm like, you see what's going on here? She's like, I don't know, they kind of suck. I said, yeah. The match is so sloppy. It was just a very sloppy match. It was too snug for people that don't know how to work snug.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Charlotte's fault, and I don't think it was Lacey's fault. I just feel like they were given instructions to do something they don't know how to do. Did you realize how sloppy that match was?
It didn't look too good on TV.
It looked terrible. I mean, in a long time to have a bad match like that on Raw. I can't remember the last time that we said that there was a terrible match on Raw. For like the five matches or three matches they have. Yeah. Nothing is terrible. It's just sometimes it's boring or sometimes it's like really good. But really, is stuff terrible? This was terrible.
So did you really, really enjoy the Bobby Lashley, Braun Strowman arm wrestling match?
I hate arm wrestling matches. I hate contract signings. I hate arm wrestling matches. I hate debates.
Okay.
I don't like any of those. The other problem that I had was, and I tweeted this about the women, it's really obvious they don't know what to do with them. They don't know how to write the women.
I think post-Women's Revolution, they dropped the ball with a lot of stuff.
They did. They really have dropped the ball. And I'll give you, here's a great example. Becky Lynch, they've kind of slowed down. Fine. Charlotte and Becky are protected.
Yes.
They don't write them like everybody else. And then you have Alexa Bliss, which is a heel, but she's not. And now all of a sudden, like, her thing is like, oh, people are mean. I know, people suck. And then Nikki, was this lunatic, and now she's just like a nerdy girl. Yeah. She's like a low, they're just lonely girls.
Low self-esteem.
Low self-esteem. Yeah, they just suffer from low self-esteem, and then they're being catty.
So
they
weird.
Write it like, my tweet was, the writers revert back to the worst people they knew in high school.
Yes.
And that's how they write all the women.
They hate, because they hate women.
They don't know how. Yeah. I think it's like a couple people thinking like, well, this is how women were in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a competitive area, so let's just write them all like they're catty idiots.
People will identify with this, right?
I think it's terrible. So that part sucks. She spilled the coffee. She sat in the coffee. It's kind of looked like it looks like she shit her pants.
Yeah,
you know, she's like pouty in the. I was like, what is happening?
Pouty in the coffee.
Pouty in the coffee. Terrible.
Can that be the name of our next network
pouty
special?
Pouty in the coffee.
Yeah. A little pouty in the coffee.
So, outside of that, you know, we'll see what happens. I would like Brock to cash in and beat Kofi just so I can watch people get very upset and say how racist that is.
Okay.
I can't wait till that happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right, question time. Guys, if you have questions for us...
We're done talking about Raw. Well, the only other thing that was like kind of cool was the Seth, the Triple H... You had the Triple H Randy Orton confrontation.
That was okay. That was
like,
well,
you know, get your balls out of the ball bag, and my balls are heavy.
I got balls. You got balls? No, I got balls. Yeah. You got balls?
And then,
your wife's got your balls. Oh my God, the crowd goes nuts.
And do the Muscle Man dance. The Bray Wyatt stuff keeps getting better and better.
The demon Vince.
Oh, so good.
And do you know what the pig's name was, right?
Husky Harris. Husky, yeah.
Yeah.
So good. I don't even want this guy to wrestle. I just want him to do this every week.
Yeah.
All right, so give us your questions, baby.
All right, here's one. Do you think Tessa Blanchard will go to AEW?
Oh, yeah. I'll say
I think there's going to be a big grab for Tessa.
I think so, too.
I think they're all going to want her.
I think a lot of women, when their contracts are up, that would be a good option, especially a lot of women in WWE who... I can see Bayley. I can see Bayley jumping ship, right?
I can see Bayley... What, Bayley jumping ship?
Yeah. I could definitely see Bayley.
I think Bayley's very happy where she is.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know. I feel like I can see her jump ship. I can honestly see Becky jump ship also. Do you ever think WWE will combine the women's division into one and the men's tag division into one? Two rosters isn't enough to keep steady storylines going. Your thoughts? That's from Kayfabe Chronicles.
I think they should. Less titles is better. You know, because the tag division really needs... I mean, there's only one women's tag title. Why do you need two men's tag titles?
Right.
Who are the men's tag team champions? See, the fact that you got to think about
it. Is it the Revival? Is it the Bros?
The Raw one is... Yeah, it's Curt Hawkins.
The Broskies.
And the Broskies. And then who's the SmackDown tag champion? Daniel Bryan and what's his name?
Eric Rowan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Why? You don't need...
You don't need him, yeah.
You don't need him. Just have one.
Yeah, I think one would be great. I also think one women's champion would be great, too. I think the 24/7 title is completely superfluous. However, that bit with R-Truth...
4.5 million views.
...being on the table last night...
Oh, that was funny.
Pretty funny.
Did you see the skit with him in the golf course and Jinder Mahal comes in?
Yes, yes.
In full ring gear? 4.5 million views
of
that video.
It's, that stuff is funny, you know? But also, like, Jinder, man, like, that dude was a world champ.
He was a world champ 2 years ago.
All right. Will they pull a swerve and make Glacier their first AEW champion? I would love it. I would love to see Glacier hold some kind of belt.
Oh, he's good friends with Dust. He was Dusty's guy, right?
He looked great, too, in that Battle Royal.
Yeah, I thought that was fun.
Let's see. Shin, whenever Adam Cole gets called up, how do you think he will be booked? Would he be booked as a solo act with Undisputed or made to look like a huge star, or will his height hinder him?
It's kind of... go into an invasion angle. I think that would be a great moment to bring in all of them.
If you debut those four guys at once, I think it's better for the four of them because they're also not the biggest guys.
Mm-hmm.
But to have that air about them, they need to be brought in together.
Yeah.
They need to be brought in by Triple H to revolutionize SmackDown or Raw. I think that's the perfect angle, right?
I agree with you 100%.
All right.
Do you think we get CM Punk at All Out?
Yes.
You do?
I do think he's going to be there in some capacity. I don't know if he's going to wrestle. Maybe he'll be like the hype man or something.
I would say if there was a moment for him to come in, and AEW knowing that, you know, they kind of want him.
Yeah.
and you want to make a big moment before TV starts,
absolutely,
this would be the guy, right? Because if you think about free agents and who's available to lock in, he's the only guy that was genuinely a top draw in the company. I mean, Dean Ambrose, fine, main event guy, but he was not the guy. CM Punk for a short period was the guy.
Yes.
And if listen, I know a lot of people have turned sour on him, whatever. I've been very critical of him.
Yeah.
But I think that if you're talking about, you know, building your brand, this would be the moment for him to debut. This would be the moment for him to come in. I would bring him in. I mean, how do you even bring him in as a heel?
I would bring him in as because he can't be a heel in Chicago.
Well, think about all the feuds that he could have, right? He could have that Dean Ambrose feud, considering he was supposed to be the leader of the Shield.
Right.
By the way, very cool thing. There was I think it was WWE 2K13. There was a commercial where CM Punk was, you know, because he was like the highlight of this. And he's in full-fledged Shield out gear.
Interesting.
In it. Okay. And he has like the Shield guys in the mask behind him. They were going to do something else with this.
Oh, yeah.
And then something went awry. So
I think what went awry was, oh, these guys could talk. Oh, yeah. This guy's big.
I think CM Punk was not being nice to people.
Okay.
Good program with Dean, right? You could have one with John Moxley.
Jericho.
Him and Kenny Omega could have one. Best in the world. Chris Jericho, that feud existed. Him and Cody. You have an endless amount with adding him into the mix. And that just gives them another level.
Yeah.
Listen, that million view mark is not out of the question.
Right.
If you have a CM Punk on that first show, and you have, you know, John Moxley, and you got Kenny Omega, and you have this, you built, you could hit a million people.
It's attainable, I think.
It is obtainable.
So, before we go on to the next question, I think the right way to do it, have the reveal. At the end of the night, whoever is their champ, you hear Cult of Personality.
Yeah.
No audio. Let the crowd go bananas. Punk stands at the ramp. Slowly walks down, taps the belt on whoever's holding it, and walks away.
Great.
That's how you do it.
Great. I'm okay with this.
I also think it would be the roof would come off the place, and I think it would be fans screaming nonstop for 20 minutes. It's been 5 years, and there are still CM Punk chants.
Yeah. That says something, right?
Right? Okay. Should WWE leave NXT as a separate brand and stop calling it a promotion when they get called up? I don't think they call it a promotion.
Maybe they have. I think they should be a separate. I mean, they are a separate brand. The end result would be to put them on the main roster. I mean, that's still developmental for them, even though they're a separate touring brand. Listen, NXT will always have good wrestlers.
Yes,
there's an abundant amount of talent that could have great matches there. Right now, they're in the position where they just got gutted. Also. It kind of put a hinder on you know what to do, and that's why you have the Street Profits winning the titles. That's why you have Io Shirai in that match. That's why you have Tyler Breeze going back down there. They have to figure out what the next move is.
Yeah,
and unfortunately for NXT, they don't have the next big acquisition because everybody's now getting locked in.
Exactly.
So. I don't know what that next big acquisition for them would be.
It's tough to call. You're right. Because like people are getting like the feelers are out whenever somebody's contract is up. Like I bet you it's going to end up being like Ring of Honor guys. Like Dalton Castle.
Okay. Maybe Dalton. You know. Okay. That would be a big one.
Maybe Jay Lethal, the Briscoes, you know,
not the Briscoes. I'll tell you that.
You don't think so?
Jay
yeah,
Lethal so. Had, he's not going.
Brody King.
Okay. Maybe Brody King. PCO. I want to see PCO in NXT. That's what I want to say.
What do you guys think of NJPW Royal Quest, AEW All Out, and WWE NXT UK Cardiff all taking place on Saturday, August 31st?
We're gonna have a lot of wrestling to watch.
I think that's awesome. You can have three screens with three events on.
No, all different times. Everything's at a different time, which is great.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, it's all at a different time.
Do you think AEW will use a six-sided ring as an option?
No.
No way.
Nobody likes that six-sided ring. Sucks.
Do you think WWE should bring back Zach Gowen?
No. That's the guy with no one leg, right?
Yes.
They hate him. I mean, now it's better, but he really was a dick for a little bit with them. I don't know, man. Listen, what would you bring him in for? what would you bring him in for?
Right.
What would be, come up with a good scenario, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to. Shin asks, and Triple H, basically he says, do you think we'll see Triple H headline a takeover to put a guy over?
I would love that.
I'd love it too.
Yeah, I would love that. I'm okay with that.
I think also that would be a treat if he did it at Full Sail. Oh my God.
At Full Sail just shows up.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, whatever. Even like a Barclays where you just have like, I feel like if they did it without a, like, excuse me. I think if they did it without a build, it would be even better where let's say like, it's like Gargano versus, I don't know, give me a name.
Gargano versus
one of Triple H's guys. Let's say like
Matt Riddle.
Okay. So somebody takes Gargano out, and then you have Triple H versus Matt Riddle.
Okay.
He's like, I got to fill in for him.
Yeah. I can see that. Okay. That's fine. Do you think AEW will be able to resist bringing out Legends matches at every pay-per-view?
Yes.
I think they should do it. I think that's fine. There's nothing wrong with a Legends match.
Yeah.
As long as it's where it's supposed to be.
I kind of disagree with that. I think they should bring the guys out like they did with Brett. That's perfect. Having DDP bring Brandy back to the back, you know,
yeah.
Dreamer showing up, stuff like that's great.
That's
you know?
Fine. Yeah.
But I don't want to see like a Glacier versus DDP match.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
I want to see Glacier and everybody.
I feel like Goldust is a commodity. It's, you know, like.
Well, I think they got to be careful with this. They don't want Dustin to do a lot.
I
think keeping him in this selected because you just made him into something he wasn't, you know?
Do you think?
I still think that was the best match of the night.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best match of the night.
Best match of all time.
Yeah.
Do you think that the Briscoes, LAX, and the Girls of Destiny will be in AEW?
Not the Briscoes. Maybe LAX.
You're so like down on the Briscoes
because they don't want they like the schedule.
Okay,
they have the, you know. I'm not crazy about the Briscoes. Doesn't do anything for me.
Do they scare you a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay,
it's like a nightmare.
It's
Girls of Destiny. I would like to see them there. I would like to see LAX too.
I think I know why you hate the Briscoes.
Why?
Because I know you very well, and then when you get into judge mode. They look like the two guys that you would just hate.
That I would hate.
They just despise.
No
you know?
Teeth. Put your teeth in.
Hogan versus Goldberg at SummerSlam 2019.
I love that.
Brother. Headline and buildings all over the world. Do you think Hogan ends up doing something with AEW?
No. I think he wants to be in that WWE thing so badly where he doesn't want to upset them. I'm trying to think. You know what's interesting? Did you watch the Ronda Rousey WWE 24?
Yeah.
You know, she is fascinating.
Yeah.
Really fascinating.
Sure.
Because she's very uncomfortable
with
most things.
Yeah.
And I think she was so good in her role.
Yeah.
I really,
oh,
100%. I think she was so good in that role. And a lot of people were down on her, but I think she was actually really solid in that role. Do you see? What would you do? John Cena in AEW.
Oh, my God. John Cena in AEW. I still think he'd get booed out of the building.
Oh, man. You got to, you know what? That's his heel turn, right?
That would be hysterical. Like, but again, like, do you want, it's too much WWE. What are you going
to
have? Like...
I don't think it's smart. No, I don't think it's smart. I think what they're going to have to do is build their own talent.
Yeah.
So here's a little heads up.
Sure.
Hulu on Raw on Hulu is 90 minutes.
Okay.
They had less than 10 minutes of actual pro wrestling this week.
Wow.
On their 90-minute version.
Wow.
About 2 minutes of Roman Usos, Drew Revival, and about 7 to 8 minutes of Charlotte Lacey. Two matches on paper that actually, wow, that is wild.
That's fascinating.
3-hour Raw had only about 15 minutes of wrestling.
Jeez. I'll tell you a thing about Ronda Rousey.
Mm.
Again, she's great. She's great for what she was in WWE. But I'm playing Mortal Kombat 11 right now.
She's in it.
And she's in it. And she's in too much of it.
Oh, is she?
And she cannot act. Like, it takes me so... Like, this is my one gripe as a nerd where I'm like, yo, her acting in that game is so deplorable. It takes me out of the game. You know, because she is so monotone.
She's very monotone.
So
but that's her
monotone.
Speech pattern. That's how she talks.
Ugh.
All right, we're wrapping up. Do we have any other things that we need to cover?
We got one more
okay,
question.
Let's do it.
from Eli.
Yeah.
What is ROH missing? Because they've been good, but not that good. Do they need a main start to sign? I think a main star.
Main star to
they
sign.
They need a main star to sign to get them back better.
I think the problem is they listen to their core fan base too much. This is a problem that happens where they have a very passionate fan base.
Yeah.
They were there. A lot of them were there because of the Bullet Club guys, the New Japan guys, and Ring of Honor did not do a great job at building their own world champion. They've had the same guy to have the title for years, Jay Lethal.
Mm-hmm.
Now they put on Matt Taven, and nobody wanted that.
Womp
womp. Yeah. Womp womp. They have not done a great job at building their flagship.
Yeah.
And now they want to get more on the creative side of things. And I think bringing in Enzo and Cass would have been great for them. But they listened to their core fan base that's only a couple thousand. And rather than concentrating on building an outside group to come in and listen, to come in and watch, they've concentrated too much on the core that they have, and those guys are leaving.
Also, an interesting thought about that is I think Ring of Honor worked as the no-frills option, right?
Yeah, but now we have that. We have that everywhere.
Right, but then all of a sudden, it became like too much gaga with like the Bullet Club, and like it got really colorful, right? And then now that the most colorful guys have left. Your Adam Cole, your Kevin Steen, your Bullet Club dudes, you're left with Marty, which is great. The Villain Enterprise is probably the best thing on Ring of Honor.
And he's 1 foot out.
And they really need to like do their best to get talent acquisitions. But again, man, it's tough because like guys have options now. There's more options than ever before.
Listen, they're doing a great job with Bandido and those guys now.
But
really that's not enough. You need a story. You need a story. I've been saying this for a long time. You need a story there.
All right. We got one more question.
All right, let's do it.
Who from the top of the main WWE roster would tip the scale for AEW? Rollins or Reigns?
Tip the scale.
Yeah.
Reigns.
Oh yeah. Roman without a doubt.
Yeah. Because he's the biggest name that the company has. I
would also love it if this was just like old school Monday Night War style. Roman leaves and he goes to, let's say he goes to AEW, and he shows up as the biggest piece of shit heel and just teams with Moxley, and they're just like road buddies.
Yeah.
Taking bites out of people.
Do you think? No, that wouldn't happen. These guys are locked in. I mean, listen, there's so much good talent out there.
He wouldn't be able to call himself Roman Reigns, though. He would just be Joe. Like, Joe.
Joe.
Joe the Samoan.
Not Samoa Joe.
Joe the Samoan.
Samoan Joe. Samoan Joe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. That's it. Let's wrap it up. Right. Listen, next 2 years, it's good. Next, let's say 12 months, it's going to be very interesting. You're going to hear names that you did not expect. Wanting and considering, you know, this is we're in a very interesting time. It's heating up again. You know where we are right now? 1995.
Yeah,
we're in 1995, guys. It's happening. One more year.
I think it's great. I think we're in such a great place. But also, like, who's to say that AEW wants any of these guys? You know, people are like, "Oh, John Cena's gonna go." Do you think he's gonna be like?
They have three names that they want.
Go ahead. One. You can't say.
No, I can't say.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me off air.
I'll tell you off air. Yeah. I'll tell you off air. But there's three guys.
Elias.
He'd be great. He'd be great over there.
Elias. Bobby Lashley.
Okay.
Braun Strowman.
Baron Corbin.
Ooh. Tell me more.
Bobby Lashley.
And another Bobby Lashley.
And another Bobby Lashley.
And
Bobby Lashley from 10 years ago, the head eyebrows.
And Bobby Lashley dressed like Grandpa Monster.
Yes, Grandpa Monster, Bobby Lashley. All right, guys, so that's it for this week. I am leaving in a couple hours. I am going to be doing What the Tech. If you're watching live, you can stay tuned on and go to our What the Tech channel. We're going to be doing What the Tech in about 5 minutes. Jeez, I'm late.
All right.
BTC Rich, Andrew Zary, Matt Men Podcast. You can follow us everywhere. We'll see you all next time.
Later.
Take care.